מרן NKH הלכה למ"ו. מרן says that there's a certain mastic, certain type of gum that they used to chew. So מרן says אין לו עושים מסטיקי ולא שפים בו השיניים לרפואה. They used to chew it, he used to give it רפואה for the teeth. רפואה זה אסור על שבת. ואם משום ריח הפה מותר, but if he's chewing on the mastic because he has bad breath and he just wants to clear his breath out, that's permissible. The Mishnah Berurah writes, the mepene reyach lo mikre refuah, that getting rid of a bad odor on the body is not considered refuah. So therefore, from here we can learn, it's mutal to take mouthwash on Shabbat. Person on Shabbat wants to gargle with mouthwash and things like that in order to get rid of the bad smell that's in his mouth. Or he wants to spray with some type of spray that gets rid of the bad smell. Hakamavadya alavashon from this halakha is matir. Getting rid of a smell is not a problem. Furthermore, it would be permissible to pour, let's say, non-medicated powder in one's shoes on Shabbat, on one's socks, on one's feet, in order to get rid of different odors over there, so long as it's not for the refuah purposes, so there is no problem, it'll be mutar. Maran in Halakha Lamed Zayin then discusses that any food that's eaten regularly by healthy people, so it's permissible even for somebody that's sick on Shabbat to eat those foods, even though he's eating it specifically to cure an ailment. Classic example would be somebody that has a sore throat, it's permissible for them to drink a cup of tea with lemon and honey, even though he's clearly drinking it in order for him to have a clear, better throat, or he's taking a sucking candy. He's doing it for the fu'ah. But people drink and take sucking candies as healthy, and therefore it's permissible on Shabbat. For that matter, the poskim discuss drinking different juices. For example, a person wants to drink prune juice on Shabbat because he's constipated. People drink prune juice regularly, so therefore it would be permissible for him to drink this on Shabbat, and there would be no problem. Acham Avayah discusses somebody that has heartburn, where the refuah is to eat, let's say, vegetables, cucumber or something like that. So it'd be permissible, even though he's doing it for the refuah, but since people eat these vegetables on a regular basis, therefore, in this case, the chamim did not make a